Yadi Mamoshim, we cannot see the wine. Rashi says the Hosim Yadi Mamoshim means Hare Matvilin Boy, that you dip the fish inside it for right of nechel, and they eat the juice with it, and therefore you're eating the wine. Mashenken over by the kvoshim, when you just sour something or pickle something, the vegetable you take out. You only eat the vegetable. You do not eat the juice. Therefore, the wine is in the juice, and that's not the purpose. You're not eating the juice. Therefore, here it's not osa banor, but only be osa bachila.
Rabbi,
on vinegar, what
would be
asur? What would be the reason? Right. Utris trufa, mixed up fish, vetsir shein badaga. If you have brine of a fish, it doesn't have this new insect swimming there, you have to be afraid it comes from a dog tummy. Now, my chilek, Mitzvah says, this fish, a chilek, is also to buy from a goy. Omer Rav Nachman bar Abba, Omer Rav Zul Sultanis, is the fish Sultanis. Mevnei Marasru, why they say it's also to buy from a goy, the mice we know it's kosher. Mevnei Shavunya Oilimo, because other fish come up with it. Now, the Sultanis, when it's young, does not have simonim, it does not have its fins and scales. It grows later on. So it's kosher because we'll have it later. But right now it does now, but it looks like other fish, and the guy mixed them up together, so it's exerah not to buy chiluk, this fish from the guy. Tana Rabbani, Ein lo yachshav, let's say fish does not have its fins and scales right now. But v'yosu legadol, the Mitzvah says that if it would stay and live, it would grow. Liachazman, kagoyin like hasotunyis, v'yofitz, hareza mutter. V'ikradin, you'll not eat this fish. What's going to be yesh liyachshav? Right now the fish has its fins and scales. The Yosel Hosher, we know it's going to fall off. The Shor Sholem in a Yam, when the fisherman Meshasta bring it up, it shakes and it loses its simonim. Kagoin, Akunis, Viafunis, Kitav, Tis, Viachas, Fias, Viutnis, Mutta. These fish are also Mutta. The Maisa V, one time it has the scales, the fins, it's okay. Achriz Rabbi Yavua, because Yavua made an announcement in Kisri that Kirve Dogim, the intestines, the insides of fish, the uvrin, and that's fish roe. The uvrin, like the roe, nikocha mikol adam. You're allowed to buy from any person, even from a guy, you can buy from anybody. Why? Ches kosame nemboyim ela meflusia, viasfamia. These things only come a manufacture in these two places, flusia viasfamia. And in these places, mashma, there are no dogim temeim. So we know for sure they're only made from dogim tohirim, therefore it's muta. Kiyod yom rabaya, hai tzichnoso. The Bav Nahara, Sechnoswara, a fish that comes from this place, Bav Nahara, Rashi says, Tachlim is Chilik, this fish that comes from the place, Bav Nahara, so it's Shah Yitzmuta, even to buy from a guy. My time, what's the reason why? Before we said it's us, we're afraid other fish is mixed up. You let me, if you want to tell me, Mishon Durdi Famaya, in this place, the Bav Nahara, the water is very swift, it's hard streams, so, Vahai dag tome, a dog that's tome. Kivan les lechut haseder, it doesn't have any backbone. Beduchte d'radifa mayele motikoyi, it can't live in swift water. So therefore you know for sure it's only dogim tohirim. There's no dogim tomeim there. The Gemara says no, but kachazinan. The koi, lemaisu, we see that dogim tomeim live in swift water. So that's not a good proof. Elo, the reason must be mishum demlicha maya. It's very salty, the water there. Now, if I dog tome, kivan less like kalfi, doesn't have any skins, fins on it, scales, doesn't have any scales on it. So, beduchte demlicha maya lo motikoi, dog tome cannot live in salty water. So, Mora says, no, that's not true. In Svara, maybe you're right. It can live even in salted water. So why do you say now that this chilek that comes out in Bavan Hor is muta? Ella must be mishum deloy marva tina daktami. The place, or the ground there, does not produce daktami. Such a material, such a chazaka, that in this river of Nahor Bava, no daktami is found. So if we have right to be summoned on this chazaka, then you can buy the fish that comes from there. Amravina, but Hidna, but today, because Shafchim day Nahor Guza, that the river of Guza, V'no Gamda, the river of Gamda, flow into this river of the Bavanara, Asiri. Now it's also to buy a fish stamp from a guy there, this chilek. Because again, we have to be afraid, there are dogim tameim there. Amr Abaya, Hai Chamra Diyama Shari. Hai Chamara Diyama Shari. The Chamor, the donkey, a fish called the donkey of the ocean, that fish is mutatit, it's a dark tahor. Tura Diyama, the ox of the ocean, Asar, the fish called the ox, that's Asar. The simnecha, the sim is just the opposite. Tomei Torah, Torah Tomei. what's an ox that's mutter teeth by a fish is also, a chamor that's also by a fish is mutter. Omravashi, shofa nuna shori. This type of fish is mutter. Kodesh nuna, if it's called Kodesh nuna, aser. Bisanecho, just the opposite, Kodesh Lashem. The name Kodesh makes it aser, it's Lashem, it's like Hegdish. Ika the Yamri, kova nuna, this fish also. Bisanecho, kivri of the kovim. Rabbi Kiva, Kloli, Kiva went to Ginzer. Isla Kamayuhu Nuna. They brought him this fish, Nuna. They have a Dome Le Chifusha. It was Dome Te Chifusha. Rashi Dak Tome. It looked like a Dak Tome, the Kitsa. So Chafayu Fidikula, he covered it up with a barrel. Chazer Bekalfi, later he saw the fins there, the scales there. Vishari said it was Mutta. Like after he covered it up, then when he covered it up, the fish started to jump, started to shake around, and then he saw the skin there, so he said it's okay. Same thing of Ashik Loyle Tam Duri. Isla Kamayahunu, they brought him this fish. It looked like a tzalfuchas, also another dog tummy. And so Naktu Lahadiyam, he took it in front of the sun. Chazid Evivay Tzimche, he saw scales growing there. Vishar, he said, no, I see the simonim, it's okay. Ravashi Gloy Luasra Isla Kamenun, they also brought in this fish Nuna. Devi Dome in the Shafnuna. It looked like the Shafnuna, it looked like a dog tome. Chafyu of the Mishakle, he covered it up with a barrel, with a white barrel, Chiyura. Chazi Bey Kalkin is able to see the skins there, the scales there. Fishar, you said it was Mutta. Kids are certain fish, you have to look carefully, but then you find the Samonim, it's okay. Rabba Barbachoni Gloy Liakro Liagma. Krivale Tzachnokno. Shemai, they brought him this fish. Sachnach Neshemai, that was the name of the fish. Luhu Gavra, Devi Korolei Boti. Oma, me the Korolei Boti, Shramina, Dove Tomei Isbe. Since they called this dish Boti, it must be its Tomei, it's no good. Rashi says, Vu Shem Dak Tomei. That was the name of a Dak Tomei. So they called this dish that name, like called lobster, so it must have been a lobster. Yeah. So Leochne didn't eat from it. But the Tzar from the morning Einver looked over this fish well. Ashkach Bey, Adobe Tomei, Takasaw was a lobster, Takasaw was Tomei. So Koranashi called upon himself, Lo Yuno Atzadik Oloven. Hashem doesn't bring an oven to a tzadik. In other words, he heard the name lobster, so he knew to stay away from it, even though it looked like a nice dish, it looked like it smelled good, but he knew the name sounds funny, so that made him stay away, and he was Zeicha. Yeah. Stop here. You have holding that for Lamed Testament Aleph. You have two dots. The Akurit Shochiltis. Miss also Sasa Bachila. A chiltis is a piece of a vegetable, a sharp vegetable, something like an onion. It's even sharper than an onion. So the Akurit means a piece of an onion like you cannot buy from a guy. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de Mifsuko Lei de Sakino. Because they slice it with their knives. That's full of shumen of chazir. Now, Alpha Gavdiyomar, even though we learned before, that noisin tamlis gamuto, that usually when you use a kli, it's an ena bina yoyman. Like even if they would use today their knives, that yesterday they cut pig with, today they'll cut vegetables with, because the knife is an ena bina yoyman. It wasn't used overnight. So by today, the time that comes out of the night should be lofgam, should be muta. But over here it's different. And there's the klal, agav churfei de chasisa. Since this chiltis is very strong, it's sharp, something like an onion, so machlelei shamnanisa. It makes the fat that comes out of the knife sweet. It makes it give it a good time. And therefore, the evelei knoisim tam l'shvach. It has look like it gives off tam l'shvach, and that's why it's awesome. The yosser, therefore it's also. Neither a locha of any knife, even again to a flesh like a knife. If you take a knife that is fleshy, even though you didn't use it for the last day, and now you slice an onion with it, so we say, agav, the strength of the onion, the time of the meat comes out into the onion, and the onion becomes fleshy. Now, avdei the Rebbe Levi, the servant of Rebbe Levi, have a kamazvin chilsitis. He used to sell this chasisis, and the Jews used to buy it from him, because he was the Eved of Reb Levi, so Masami knew the halachis, he knew which knife to cut it, not to cut it with a fleshik or a trefa knife. But the question was, Kinoch now shed Reb Levi. After Reb Levi was nifter, so now they want to know, could they still buy it from his Eved or not? So So Osla came with Rabbi Yechanan. Ormulari said, Ma'al mizva minei, can we still buy the siltis off the avdei? Are you afraid that maybe now he'll forget the lochis or not? Ormulari said back to him, yes, the klal is, avdei shel chover eke chover. That the eved that worked by a chover, he still remembers the lochis, he has the loch like a chover. We're allowed to trust him and buy the siltis, and we're not afraid he cut it with a trefa knife. Rav Huna bar Minyumi zoven techilto miyanshei the base of the Rav Amram Chassida. Rav Huna used to buy techilis, the blue wool for a tzitzis, from the wife of Rav Amram Chassida. So now Osla came with Rabbi Yosef, came to Rabbi Yosef. He asked him, can I still buy it or not? Because the summer now Rav Amram was nifta. So he wants to know, can he buy it from the wife of the chaver? But have it be yodei, Rabbi Yosef wasn't sure. So poga bo chonin chaita. Then Rav Huna met up with Chanan the weaver. Omalei, he said like this, Yosef aniya minolei. Like, how come you first went to Yosef? Yosef, the poor one, how would he know such a question? He doesn't have to do with this. But rather, but he did have the uvda. By me, this case once happened. I used to buy tchelis from the wife of Rav Noi. Achbod Rav Chia, she was the brother of Rav Chia Barabba. The Yasur came with Rav Masna. I asked my question in front of Rav Masna. After the husband was nifto, can I still buy from his wife? And you have to be afraid, Rashi says, that sometimes he used to sell kol ilon. He used to sell another type of a dye that looks just like the blue tchelis, and it's much cheaper, and they would sell it to you, but it's tchelis. It was common that people should fool you. So they have to be afraid from his wife or not. So we have it beyond, he did not know the answer. Therefore, Osla came with Rav Yehuda me'agrunya. I came to ask Rav Yehuda from Hagrunya. Normally he said like this, Nofalta liyodi, like now you have to come on to me, because I have the answer for this. And Hochi Yom Shmuel, this is the way Shmuel said that the klal is, yes, Eshes Chover Harek Chover. The wife of the Chover, the husband, was a big Talmud Chacham, so his wife still retains her status that you could buy from her. And Tanina, we learn like this, Lohada Tana Rabbonin. That Eishes Chover Reik Chover and Avdoi Shal Chover Reik Chover. We learn like this. Chover Shemes. Let's say a Chover when the husband dies, the Talmud Chacham dies. So Ishtoi Ubonav Ubnei Beisai Harayim Bechaskosan. They still retain the Chazaka that you're allowed to buy from them the same things you bought from them before. In other words, the fear of the father is, of the husband is still upon them, and they'll still act the right way. Achiyachashdu until you caught them doing something wrong. Then we have to be afraid. They're not afraid of the husband anymore. Therefore, we'll be also. Tuchain, the same type of halacha is that chotzer shemoichrim bo tchelis. We have this courtyard that people are known to sell tchelis here, and up until now it's known to be kosher, good tchelis. So areyim mechaz kosan, you're still allowed to buy it at shetivsel until we find something wrong. In other words, even though maybe the original owner died, and now you have a new owner there, but since it's from the same chotzer, it's a chazak, whoever works here, they know how to manufacture kosher tchelis, it's still the cheskosan, until we find the clear psul. Turn around, we learn like this. Eshes Amoritz, the wife of an Amoritz, right now she's married to a person that does not know the halachis, but Shenis says to chover, her first husband died, now she gets married to a Talmud Chacham. And the same thing became Bitoi Shel Amoritz, the daughter of an Amoritz, the father does not know the lochis. Now she nistes lechaver, now she gets married to a Talmud Chacham. V'chein avdoi shel Amoritz, she nimkar, that his master sells him lechaver to a Talmud Chacham. Kulan tzrich and lekabel divrei chaveris. We have to first see that they accepted upon themselves to act like a chaver. Min hastam, it's not enough. They still act the way they acted before, and we can't trust them. Until they're mekabel, I'm not sure what this means, but they accept upon themselves to do things like a chaver does. Abel, but Eishes chaver shenisus liamoros. Let's say the opposite way. First, this wife was married to a Talmud Chacham, so she knew the halachis, and now she remarries to an amoros. V'chein bito shel chaver shenisus liamoros. Her father was a Talmud Chacham, and now she's getting married to a regular amoros. V'chein avdo shel chaver. The slave first, his master was a Talmud Chacham. Shenim kol liamoros. Now he's being sold to an Amoritz. Einon tzrich and lekabel divrei chaveris. Look at Chila. We do not have to accept upon themselves. We don't have to see that they accepted to act like a chaver. that we say they still retain the way they acted before they were nations, she was nations cover, she still retains those halakhas. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer know nothing doing. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, no, we would not accept her now, we cannot buy from her unless we see clearly she accepts upon herself to still be careful. Why? And the chain hoyer of Shir Middle Laws of Aimer. That what Meister wants up in the story. One wife, Shenisles the Chavar. First she was married to a Talmud Chacham. She knew what she was doing then. Voice for Kasher was like Tfilin Al Yodoy. She was making this fill-in for her husband or helping him sell tfilin. In other words, she was first being Isaac in mitzvahs, because she does what her husband does. Then what happened was the first husband died, and she remarried Nisbeis Lamuchas. She got married now to a tax collector, for Isaac Kasheris Lekishrei Muchas, and she was busy making for him his receipts for the tax. Al Yodai, through her. In other words, she changed over. She said, your wife goes after her husband. So therefore, even though first she was married to a Talmud Chacham, and now she got married to an Amoritz, we do not trust her anymore until we see clearly she accepts upon himself. She accepts upon herself to act like a chaver. Yeah, taxes. In the Gemara's times, they used to go around collecting taxes for the king, but more than he had to. The king said, collect $10,000. He would collect $25,000, and he had the good. It was a good business. He would say the king's more than 25 now, and 15 went into his own pocket.
Yeah.
It was a very, very difficult situation. It started out from Alexandria. Alexandria gave up and wanted to be nice to the Jews. He gave over that the Jews now could collect taxes for him. He doesn't have to send his own men down. The Jews will do it themselves. It was very bad for the Jews. Because of this, they came out that they just stole more than they received. Right. Omara, Rav says like this now. Chovis will soon be dastimonim. Also, if a Jew wants to send a barrel of milk to his friend and he sends it with a guy, it's also to send with one seal. You have to have two seals, or it's called the choysim or te choysim. Chamafk, these things, muta b'choysim echad, you're allowed to send it with a guy, even though you only have one sign. We'll soon see what the difference is. So now, cholav, if you send milk, or basar, or meat, glat kosher meat, yain or wine, chelis, or else you send chelis to your friend, and you send it through a guy, the locker is asur mechaisim echad. It's not enough.